The proposed Horse Heaven Clean Energy Center is winding its way through the permitting process. Stakeholders are voicing their opinions, including farmers, unions, and those opposing the project. Tri-Cities Community Action for Responsible Environmental Stewardship, or CARES, was formed in opposition to the project proposal in 2020.
So we're going to take a right up there, right, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. For a minute, I thought he was lost, but he wasn't.
Me? Lost?
The group hosted a private tour of the project site. It's windy and cold, and the bare wheat fields seem to stretch on for miles. Paul Krupin is a retired attorney and an environmental specialist who works with Tri-City Cares.
We had this basic problem with this facility and this project is that it was too many turbines, too close to people. It also harms wildlife.
Krupin and Cares believe that the impact on the large urban population of the Columbia Basin is what makes this project different from other wind farms in the state. Krupin says over 100,000 people will be impacted, and some of the harm is the visual effect of seeing the turbines.
They do not need to destroy the hillsides, you know, the ridge lines. They can protect the wildlife, and they can also reduce the visual impact on people. And that's really where we're heading.
He thinks one solution is to pull back the turbines from the ridges and the wildlife corridors. Krupin says other wind farm projects have been rejected because of their proximity to urban populations, such as the Radar Ridge facility in Southwest Washington. Tri-City's CARES members have said they're not opposed to green energy altogether and would support more non-invasive projects like solar arrays. Others, including the Yakima Nation and Benton Public Utility District, are also formally opposing the project. But many support the project, saying there are benefits and this would not be the first wind farm in the area. There are extensive wind farms in the region already, including the Nine Canyon Wind Project, formerly managed by Dave Kovas with Energy Northwest. Kovas is now the senior project manager for the Horse Heaven Clean Energy Center.
In this part of the country, you have to site turbines on the higher ground.
Kovas says as the crow flies, the proposed wind farm will be 24 miles long.
And so we identified 244 viable wind turbine locations. And that land is all leased with one exception.
He says Scout Clean Energy has signed 35-year leases with landowners. One of those lease signers is Christopher Bubba Wiley, a third-generation dry land wheat farmer. His family owns Wiley Ranches.
My family has been here on the Horse Heaven Hills since 1944, when my great-grandparents moved here from the Dayton area.
Wiley says prices for certain things like gas have risen while wheat profits have stayed nearly the same, which is bankrupting family farms. He says leases like the one with Scout Clean Energy could make a big difference.
It could breathe new life into our struggling community through a source of stable income. When farming's so volatile and you're not even making a profit every year, you're hoping your good years outweigh your bad years.
After the windmills are placed, Wiley says they'll still be able to farm 95% of their land. Local unions have also signed agreements with Scout Clean Energy to hire local workers. Mike Bosse represents a union of heavy equipment operators.
You're talking men and women that live here locally, doing the construction of this project locally, injecting that money through the wages directly into our local economy.
Currently, the draft of the environmental impact statement is now available for public comment. Outside of Benton City, for NWPB, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.